Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Israel Kasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Daf Chavdalet, Maseches Brachos, and the title is, Do You Hear Me? Davening in a Loud Voice. On Daf Chavdalet with Beis, the Gemara, as part of a question that's being asked, brings down a brisa which tells us two halachos. Halacha number one is, HaMashmiya Kolo Bitfiloso. If somebody makes his voice heard while he is praying, Hareze, this person is Mikatnei Amana, of those who have little faith in Hashem. Davening in a voice that can be heard, Davening Shmon Esri in a voice that can be heard, shows one has little faith in Hashem. However, Hamagbia Kolo Bitfila, if one raises his voice in prayer and prays loudly, Hareze, this one shows that he is Minviya Sheker. He's from the false prophets. Now, this second statement off the bat seems a little surprising. If I go today and say my Shmon Esri in a loud voice, I'm like a false prophet, a person who is punishable by death according to the Torah. So Rashi clarifies this and says that Gemara does not mean that he's actually a false Navi, who's subject to a punishment, but is actually following the steps of the false prophets. And what prophets are we talking about? We're talking about the time when Eliyahu challenged the Nevi'ei Baal on Har HaKarmel. And the Baal was not answering the tefillos, the Nevi'ei Baal screamed out, of course, to no avail. So one who davenes Hashem in a manner as such, he's emulating such company. That is a declaration of the Braisa, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayikru b'kol gadol, and they called out to the Baal in a great loud voice. But let's get back to the first practice. What's so wrong with it? What's wrong with davening in an audible voice? So Rashi explains, when one davens Shmon Esrei in a voice that can be heard. For example, he's going, Rashi tells us, it's as if a person is showing that Hashem does not hear when he's davening loudly. And therefore he's got to raise his voice more. He makes it as if Hashem can't hear him when he davens quietly. By raising his voice to an audible level, he's indicating that this is the decibel necessary for tefillos to be heard. Obviously, this shows a lack of faith in Hashem, because we believe that the same Hashem, who is Yodea Machshavos, knows our thoughts, is more than capable of hearing our tefillos when we say them in a quiet voice. Interestingly, the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, brings a different take on this halacha. And that is, Amar Rav Yishuv Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Bayochai, when they ma tiknu tefillah belachash, why did they institute that Shmon Esri should be said quietly? So that those who are confessing their sins, let's say in Slachlanu, or those who are adding in that Hashem should forgive them for certain misdeeds that they did, they shouldn't be embarrassed. And if we had them daven out loud, they might not come to confess. This is a totally different spin on things. In our Gemara, we view tefillah out loud as something showing us a lack of respect towards Hashem. He can't hear us, so we need to daven loudly. Here in Sota, the Gemara says, the reason for not davening loudly is almost to show respect to the mispalel, to preserve his dignity in case he needs to confess sins. This is a huge difference in the understanding of the halacha. It brings to it a simple nafkamina, and that is, what if a person is davening privately by himself with no one around him? According to the first reason, which shows that when somebody davens out loud, it's he's indicating that Hashem doesn't hear him quietly, that would apply also, as it shows a lack of kavod Hashem, whether you're with people or whether you're not with people. But the second reason, not as much, as he might not be worried about him being embarrassed in front of others when he's only by himself. Interestingly, just thinking, my own thought, I like to suggest that the two are not as different as they seem. And there might not be such a nafkamina between the two. Why is this? From the case of the sinner davening quietly, why would not be embarrassed to admit his sins out loud? It's true. There's nobody in front of him, but he's standing in front of Hashem. And that lack of awareness is actually part of the same lack of emuna, that Hashem is not there completely in front of you. In other words, if he's going to go ahead and daven loudly and say, Hashem, I sinned with this, and I did this, I did such and such this, when there's nobody around, but when he's in front of people, he's going to be quiet. So that also shows a lack of emuna. It's almost a saying that, you know, like that what we say about a ganav and a goslin, that a goslin is brazen, he steals in front of people, and he doesn't care what people think. While a ganav sneaks around, shows fear of people, the halacha is that the punishment of a ganav is much stronger than a goslin. So here too also, it's like you're saying Hashem can't hear you. And the other saying, I have no reason to be embarrassed because no one is listening to me. So it could be that the truth of the matter is, both these cases might not be that much of a difference. They both show a certain type of lack of knowledge.
According to Rashi, the reason for Katni Amona or Katni Amuna is because he feels that Hashem can't sufficiently hear his tefillos. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah asks a simple question on this and say, why is the Gemara stopping at this point, at the point that the person is Mikatni Amona? He doesn't have that much faith. Adarab, just the opposite. This is full-fledged kfira. When somebody goes and says, I don't feel that Hashem has power to do such and such, that person is completely denying the existence of God. That person is denying the power of Hashem. That's kfira. That's not just Katni Amona. Katni Amona means that if you have you're giving a list of top 10 people with Amuna, or to qualify with the highest level of Amuna, you don't fit in there. You're a second tier, you're a third tier, but you're believing in Hashem. But to say that Hashem has no power, that's not showing your belief is not so strong. That's showing absolutely no belief, and that's something which is totally not allowed. So rather, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, modified the answer a drop and explained that it means that they're of the opinion that they're thinking, not that Hashem can't hear you when you daven quietly. Of course Hashem could hear you. But rather, Hashem favors the tefillah that's louder than the tefillah that's quieter. And in fact, the Bach writes this down, or the Bach formulates a very similar idea. And here is the words of the Bach in Siman Kuf Aleph. Umishim achi, shemar atzmo kilu eina kadosh baruch hu shemeya tefila belachash. Seems that Hashem is like not hearing his voice when he's davening, the prayers when he's davening quietly. Nira diretzon lomar, shemara, that he's showing kilu eimi dasu shel hakadosh baruch hu lekabel atfila shebispalin belachash. It's not the proper, it's not the midah, it's not the way of Hashem to accept tefillos that are said quietly. El dafke baramas kol, but only when his voice is raised. Ve'in ze emes, this isn't true. El karov Hashem lechol karov, Hashem is close to anybody who calls out. Lechol asher yikru be'emes, bekavanas libo, whoever calls out to Hashem in truth with proper kavana, afilu balachash, even if it's quiet. So we see that there is a difference between the approaches. With the second, the Ri and the Bach, and later on, the Ri and the Bach later on, possibly modifying Rashi to explain that it means that a person is concerned that Hashem will not pay attention to his tefillos if they're not saying out loud. This is what we mean by a lack of faith, because he doesn't believe that Hashem is going to do it. It's not that the way the Rashi was learning it, that you're saying Hashem can't do it, or showing Hashem can't do it. Here you're saying that Hashem is not wanting to do it. And the truth is, we know that's not the case. We have the Pasuk, the Chol Asher Yikru Be'emes. And in fact, in our Rosh Hashanah davening, one of the highlights of the Musaf Tefillah is the Piyut of the Chol Ma'aminim, where we open the Aron Kodesh, and we recite this Piyut, where we go, the Chol Ma'aminim, everybody believes about Hashem, that He has this attribute and this attribute, And we go 22 lines going through the entire Aleph Beis. And one of the stanzas says, the Chol Ma'aminim Shehu Ona Lachash, that a person is, we believe that Hashem answers the tefillos that are said quietly, the whispers. And when Hashem does that, aposeach sharlo dovke b'tshuva, that Hashem is here, the person can whisper his sins and shame, knowing Hashem is always there to hear him at all times. So we see that according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Bach, the idea of davening loudly is against our belief that Hashem hears us no matter any time. It's not the loud. It's not the quality of the sound, but rather the quality of the prayer. Now, however, this whole idea, it can be challenged by a Gemara that's based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings down the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which you learned earlier on, by Shema, where Rabbi Yossi takes the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael and says, HaKorei Shema, somebody who says Shema, V'lo Yishmiel Ozno, but he didn't make it audible. He didn't do it in a way that he could be heard. Lo Yotze, he's not fulfilled his obligation. The Yerushalmi continues his the statement and says, though, Rabbi Yossi continues and says, "V'mispala v'lo yishmiel le'oznav." But if he davened Shemona Esrei and his words were not audible, yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation. Of course, we know when we ever see a halacha that says "V'im so and so," and we have yatsa, the implication is b'di'eved. Yeah, it's a secondary form. It's not the best way to do it. It's a de facto way to do the mitzvah. Looking at this and saying that if you didn't say you're davening your Shemona Esrei out loud, you're only yotzi b'di'eved. That would imply that you are Yotzi Lechachtila, you have to go ahead and do it. That the preferred way to do it is to do it out loud. And that is going against what we were saying before. It seems like we have a machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Our Bavli in Brachos and, as he pointed out earlier, Sota, is very strong against davening Shemona Esrei out loud. Here it sounds like the Yerushalmi says it's Lechachtila. So several Rishonim address this apparent machlokas. And they say that it's not really a machlokas, it's not a question, it's not a stira, but rather we're really talking about two different cases. And this approach, authored by the Meiri, and I believe I saw it brought down in the name of the Rashba, says that there's a difference between davening in a way that a person could hear himself versus davening in a way that others can hear you. Our sugi and the sugi and sota, which decry davening out loud or speaking in a situation where a person davens so loudly that others around them can hear, that's indicating something. That's showing something. That's showing that you don't feel that your tefillos are acceptable if you daven quietly. But what the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi, is speaking about is davening in an audible whisper that you can hear yourself. This is done as a kavanah enhancement. Instead of just saying the words and muttering them by going like that, in that whisper form, what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to concentrate more. And you're showing that the tefillos are important. You're not doing it so that you should be heard. You know that Hashem could hear you. The reason why you're doing it is to improve your davening. When you're doing it to improve your davening, that in fact is lechachila. Because what we were saying before, davening out loud, because you don't think Hashem could hear you or will pay attention to your tefillos, that's a lack of kavod shemayim, a lack of focus on your tefillah, a lack of appreciation what the tefillos are about. But if you do something to enhance your tefillah, that of course is a good thing. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kaf Aleph, Halach Beis, below Yispalo Belibo Levad, a person shouldn't daven by a heart, but within his heart completely. Ela Mechate Chadvarim Bisfasov, rather he pronounces the words with his lips, Umashmiel Oznam Belachash, and he makes it his ear, audible to his ears in a whisper. Velo Yashmiel Kolo, but he shouldn't make his voice so loud. Im Eno Yachol Lechavin Belachash, Mutulai Bia Kolo, you're allowed to raise your voice. Now, there's a caveat. Because we've been saying before, we're not allowed to. So it says, V'haim yumili. This is talking about when? Beino levein atzmo. You're davening by yourself. Aval b'tzibur also. You can't do it in shul. Dasi l'mitra tzibura. That's going to cause the tzibur to become distracted. So again, anything for kavana. Anything for kavana is allowed, even l'chatchila. Anything to enhance your davening. Our Gemara is talking about when you're not doing it to enhance your davening, but when you feel that your davening is not adequate. But if you feel that your davening is adequate, but you're doing something to make your davening better, and it's to help you and to enhance your tefillah, that of course is allowed. An interesting question is brought up by some of the poskim, and that is, when you're davening, let's say you're in shul, and somebody violates his halacha, and he's davening Shmoneh Esrei really loudly, and you hear him go, "Atachon el yadam das, mabel no shpina, chonein meichon del bino baskel, baruch ato Hashem chonein adas." Must you / may you answer amen? After all, you're hearing a bracha. So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Wolfner Zichron Levracha, writes that in this circumstance where a person is going against the Gemara and davening too loudly, there's not only no requirement to answer Amen, rather one shouldn't answer Amen. Why is that? Amen was instituted for only brachos that are made properly to express the greatness of Hashem. We say when you're in Amen, you say, yes, Kel Melech Ne'aman, this is Hashem, he's trusted, it's true. So what are we going to do? This person is going against the halacha. And he's saying Amen, he's davening in a way where he's saying, Hashem, I know Atachon El Yodam Das, I know you're Chon El Das, but I know you're not going to listen to me unless I say it audibly. By you going and saying Amen to that bracha, you're saying, yes, I'm also agreeing to the fact that God only listens to the tefillahs when it's loud and not quiet. There is no Onen to the show, Onen Lachash. There is no L'chol Asher Yekru B'Emes. So reciting an Amen to a bracha that shows, or a bracha that manifests, a lack of emuna. That's just the opposite. Amen is supposed to affirm the greatness of Hashem. Here you go again and saying Amen, and you're affirming something not so great. The Shevet Alevi, however, is misupak in a case where one of the heter to daven, such as a case brought down by the Ramah above, where the Ramah writes, "In mashmir kol beveso kishem ispalo." Let's say a person in his house with his family has got young children, and he wants to teach them how to daven. So he's going to model Shemoneh Esrei for them, and he's going to go atachon in the adam das, and he wants his children to say it along with him. In that case, Kadesh Yalamdu Mimenu Beneveso, so that's mutter, that's allowed to daven that way. Rav Wolfner says, in that case, if you hear somebody davening in a way like that, so then you might have a suffix, and then he doesn't know, he didn't give a psak on it. But there already you have a shayla. But the shayla, go ahead, in a case where we know it's not good, where we know the person is clearly going against the halacha, then we don't answer amen. In a case where it's allowed, that would be the shayla. There's another interesting question. It's brought down already in the Tshuvos HaGaonim. Let's give an example. I remember it actually happened to me many years ago. I was davening for the Yom HaBamayim Shul in Yom Gizru LaForest Hills. And it was Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And I remember I was sitting my Shmon Esri, and I finished Shmon Esri, and I realized I didn't say Yalav Yavo. I started to panic, because the Rav had just about finished Shmon Esri. And I know the halacha is that you're not allowed to finish, if you miss Yalav Yavo on Shmon Esrei, on Chol HaMoed, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei, not only Shachar Mincha, but even Ma'ariv, which of course is different than Rosh Chodesh. Remember we gave a chabur a number of months ago about why is Rosh Chodesh different, and there's a whole bear about it of Salvechik. But the idea being that if you miss Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, you got to repeat Shmon Esrei. So now I'm starting to panic. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I got to start Shimon. I got to start Chazaras HaShatz. Happened to be. They had a big art scroll Chazan Siddur. Quickly looked in the back, and in the back it mentioned that if you forget, if you're Shlei Tzibon, you forget. Yalav Yavo, you can be Yotzei with your Chazaras HaShatz. And that can cover what needs to be done. So the truth of the matter is, though, if you think about it, what's going to happen? In that case, when I was davening my Shemona Esrei, by davening the Chazaras HaShatz, I was also saying, really, my private Shemona Esrei, because since I missed Yalav Yavo in my private Shemona Esrei before, my private Shemona Esrei wasn't good. So that's a kasha. The kasha is, am I able to go ahead and do that? So it happens to be that Shuvas HaGaonim writes, they quote Rav Haigon, and they say there's absolutely no problem in that case. Why is there no problem in that case? Because it's very simple. The whole purpose of doing this, of not davening out loud, is to show that, and now we don't want you to show that, the lack of emunah that Hashem doesn't hear our tefillos. Over here, that's not why you're davening out loud. You're davening out loud, and you'll be relying on the Chazaras HaShatz because of Tircha Tzibura. It's because you want to show kavod to the Tzibur. You want to go ahead and make the davening in a shul a proper way. If everybody's got to wait for you to say another Shemona Esrei, that's going to take away from the tefillah. The whole purpose of what we're talking about is the chachila in the situation where this is what your mindset is. And you want to daven out loud because you don't think Hashem is going to respond to you properly. Here, that's not the case over here. This is a tshaset chach. This is a little b'dievet case. In the b'dievet case, we don't have to worry about that. Now, finally, as far as another thing, I remember once when I was at Bachar in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Yeshiva, I spent one Shabbos by Carlin Stolen. And Carlin Stolen is famous for the way they daven. They daven, they scream out every word. There's no nusach atfilo, there's no shliach tzibur, or anything like that. They just go, Lechon, Rano, Hashem, Naria, calling out every single word. We know that when it comes to shul, we have congregational singing, we sing Chadodi, we sing Piyutim. When we say Slichos, we all scream out, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham, Lechanun. In fact, I remember I was driving this past year. I was driving past Ascension Avenue on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And I drove past Yeshiva Gedola, and I heard the windows were open, and I heard the Hashem, Hashem, they were belting it out. It was really cool to hear. So how is that allowed? I thought we were talking about Kani Amona. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the whole issue is tefillah. Because tefillah is when you're going in and connecting to Hashem. But what we're talking about over here, when we're talking about Psuki to Zimra, we're talking about Slichos, we're talking about Piyutim, the purpose is praising Hashem. It's Shira, it's Tishbachos, it's Miros. And in that case, the more you praise, the louder you praise, the more intense things are, the greater it is. So in that case, it's not only allowed, it's also encouraged, because that's to go ahead and bring an emotion. But when it comes to davening, your personal connection to Hashem, it has to be done in a way that dignifies the tefillah. And the way we dignify the tefillah is by davening in the best way you can, realizing that it's not important about the quality of the sound, but what's most important is the quality of the tefillah, is the quality of your heart. Have a wonderful week, Kol Tov.